But it was a long wait. But even though there was a long wait, the victory had been won. Jesus conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered the grave. The battle has been won. We've heard that wrench hit on our hull. We've heard the Allies have taken Normandy. They're going to get us out. We shall be set free. But it can be a long wait. It can be a long, hard wait. And during that time, I'm sure some of those sailors, some of those submariners thought, we're still going to die. They're just not going to make it. We're going to die here. I'm sure some of those French resistance, those freedom fighters, thought, they're not going to make it. They're going to putz around, and the Germans are going to have time to regroup, and we're all going to be hosed. But the victory was won. The word of the Lord for you today is that your battle has been won. The battle is won. The cavalry is here. The enemy is defeated. He just doesn't know it yet. Maybe he does. Maybe that's why his attacks get more and more desperate and less effective. Maybe that's why we have these horrible tragedies like we have, because the devil knows his days are numbered and he's trying everything he can. But we have the victory, ultimately. Now, I know that there are people in this congregation who this message is really hitting home for. I know that there are people who have been feeling the weight of the world on their shoulders. I know they've been feeling depressed. They've been feeling trapped. They've been feeling like it's not going to get better. They've been feeling like they're going to die in their sin, and that's it. But the message for you today is that that light is shining in the darkness for you. The Word has become flesh. He has tabernacled among us, and we have beheld His glory. I know that there are people in this congregation who needed to hear it, because if no one else needed it, I needed to hear it. Because it's been a long year, and there have been blessings, and there have been glory, and there have been some long, sad, dark nights. There have been times where I felt like I was in the sub, 247 feet below sea level, and I wasn't ever getting out. There have been times where I felt like I was in some bunker in Paris, which is nowhere I ever wanted to be, wondering when the Allies were going to get there. The Word of God is Jesus is our cavalry, and He's already set up His beachhead. He has already found us. He knows where we are, and He's coming to rescue us. So the message for you today is that there is hope. There is hope. The diving bell is coming. The cavalry's coming in. There's a whole bunch of tanks rolling into town, and we will be set free. We will be set free because Jesus overcomes every enemy, including death and the grave. If you needed to hear that today, if you needed hope, if you're feeling like you're trapped and not going to get out, and you need hope, then I want you to come up today. Go ahead, stand up, walk up front, and we're going to pray for you. Father Scott, we're going to pray because we all need to be reminded every now and then that the cavalry's coming, that the victory's been won, and that we have triumphed because our God is more than a conqueror, and there is no enemy that has ever showed his ugly head that God didn't overthrow. In Jesus' name, amen.